Wake the faith up. How's everybody doing? Hey, thanks so much. I mean, this last week, I've had all kinds of problems and issues with my computer. So I got a new computer and thought, that's going to solve everything, right? No, it didn't solve everything. In fact, I got it home and realized I need about another $300 worth of cables just to interface the interface with the interface. Anyway, $312 later, with new Focusrite cables, new USB C to C cables, and USB to CB interface adapter cables with USB. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I just went in there and said, help me, I'm dumb. But anyway, what an intro, right? I'm back, we're ready to roll, it's gonna be better than ever, so let's get this party started. Kicking it. Hey, thanks for reaching out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Quite a few of you have asked me to send you the document regarding scriptural references to why you shouldn't have to take a vaccine or wear a mask. I also want to say, if you want a vaccine and want to wear a mask, go right ahead. I'm not going to get divisive over it. I personally am not going to get vaccinated or I wear a mask. I haven't worn a mask except to get on a plane in the last 2 years. But here's the deal. Don't make a big deal about it. Who cares? Let people choose freedom of choice. Let their conscience lead them. Let faith be their guide. And don't you be the mask police or the vaccination police, one way or the other. Okay, that's my two cents. Now let's get into it. Thank you for checking out WellBuiltSupplements.com. You want some supplements, and who doesn't? Check them out. And make sure you use the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. Then, Revolution, the number 4, fathers.com. We got a bunch of swag on there. There's not just my stuff. There's some great America stuff on there. Hoorah, USA. And then, October 30th, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., we have our Couples in COVID seminar for couples married, engaged, dating, newly married, newly divorced, newly broken up. We got some great speakers. It's going to be awesome. I'm most excited for we're going to have like a Q&A at the end where you can ask questions and you'll be able to text the questions. So you don't have to stand up and say, my husband, I caught him in the bathroom. You can text us the question. So you can ask whatever you want, whatever you want. So it's going to be a great time. A bunch more stuff coming down the tube. Let me ask you a quick question. I have been asked numerous times to put the podcast on YouTube, which is basically just a camera filming me do the podcast. I don't know why that's any different than a podcast. I mean, you're not going to watch the YouTube channel in the car, and most guys and ladies listen to this in their car because it's only 10 minutes long. But if you think it has any value or any worth to use our David Alliance YouTube channel to put this on in video format, great. I'm up for it. All I have to do is, you know, hit record. I don't do anything really different. Edit it a little, throw it on there, but let me know. Love to get your opinion. Now, 2 Timothy 2:15. One of my favorite verses. In fact, I'm using it for a text this Sunday at church, at Hillspring Church in New Prague, 10 a.m. There's my plug. Study to show thyself approved unto God, workman that needeth not be ashamed. So let's hear that again. Study to show... Whoa, study. Did you know that word in the Greek, study, it doesn't just mean the Bible. It's actually a Greek word that really means study in all areas of life. Study in all areas of life to show thyself approved unto God. Workmen. See, there's work to study. There's work to figure out life. There's work to be a better man, to be a better woman. You don't just coast through life picking up speed, becoming better and better and better and better and better. In fact, if you think that's the case, you're probably going down that hill and getting worse and worse and worse and worse. You know, kind of, I've seen people do it. It's not pretty. So God's word, Paul's telling Timothy, this young, new in the faith pastor, you have to look at every area of your life. You have to study. You have to work. You have to put in the time. And it's not just reading your Bible. It's getting to know every area of your life. How can you improve yourself? How can you have a better life? So I just wanted to give some quick ideas that I see in some of the most successful people in my life. Now, these are people who are multimillionaires. These are people who are some of the top athletes in their field worldwide. These are some of the people who are probably what I would consider spiritual giants. And these are also people that I think financially are geniuses. And then finally, these are some people who have followed the faith late into their years. And yes, one of those would be my father. But these are the things that I see all of them practice that have made them people that you would say they've studied all areas of their life and they have become very successful. In that, I mean, they're living a good life. They're living a good life. Number one, you have to be in great physical condition. Now, when I say great physical condition, put down Instagram, okay? I don't mean what you see on Instagram. By the way, you'd be surprised how many of those guys are on steroids, and it's just not fair to compare yourself to them. But what do I mean by physical condition? I mean just that, condition. Have you conditioned your habits to no drugs, no drinking? Have you conditioned yourself to getting exercise on a regular basis? See, we think that just working out is kind of the idea behind taking care of yourself. But let me put it in a different word. Don't abuse yourself with food or drink or drugs or habits. There are certain habits which will wear you down physically. It's not just about going into the gym and working out to look pretty. But when you are literally conditioning yourself in all areas, physically, food, diet, drugs, all that, again, I don't mean taking drugs unless you have to for high blood pressure or something like that. But when you build the condition into your life to become physically fit, it affects every area of your life. It affects your mind. You can think, study, you're sharper later in life. Yes, it affects your looks. It affects your productivity. You're much more productive. And it affects your self-esteem just by practicing strong physical conditions. I'm not just saying physical exercise, but physical conditions that you've built into your life. Number two is you maintain relationships. You work on your network. Are you still friends with the kids you hung out with in middle school and high school? This week, a great example. I have a friend of mine, lifelong friend, all the way back from middle school. He came into town. We've hung out the last day and a half, having a great time, telling stories, laughing. So you look at it this way. I work on my relationships from the past, staying connected. I work on my relationships right now, in the present, reaching out to people that I might not have seen in a week or a month or a few months and just saying hi. This coming Saturday, I'm having breakfast with Rick. Haven't seen Rick in about 8-9 months. I want to reconnect. And now, in the future, I'm looking for people that I can connect with in the future. Met a couple guys at the gym last week. They're building a trucking business. I connected with them, and I'm going to hook them up with another friend of mine who's in the trucking business. But again, networks and relationships are so important. Maybe you're a loner. Maybe you like to just be at the house. Maybe you work in the basement of your house. You have to break that if you truly want to be all that you can be. To work on every area of your life, you have to get out and learn how to network. This next one's a big one for me, and that's reading. And I mean reading. There's something magical that happens when we read. It's not just about saying, I read a book. And it's definitely not about reading books that you just like, though I tend to read most books that I have some interest in. But it resets you mentally. It gives you a new focus when you look at things. Secondly, it does increase your intelligence. It has to. And by this, I don't mean reading novels. I mean reading good nonfiction books that are intellectual, that teach you something, that give you skills. It also, I believe, gives you greater ability to network with others because now you have a wider spread of knowledge and intelligence in order to connect and talk to people. And it definitely, definitely expands your creativity. How many times I've been stuck on a sermon or working on a project, and I pick up a book, any book, and just start reading, and something in there, a word, a sentence, a thought, and all of a sudden, boom, just this mountain of creativity opens up, and I have new insight and ways to express and expand and talk about what I'm working on for my sermon. So let's say you're a chiropractor or a doctor, or you're a trucker, or you're a boss, or you're a trainer. You understand when a good book comes along, it increases your ability to create and teach and mobilize other people. Finally, and this is just a teaser, but it's really important, learn to treat people better than well. What do I mean by that? Well, we have to see, treat people well. Learn to treat people better than well. Always better than expected. Understand that everyone has a history. Try to look beyond how they act, how they talk, how they respond, and just treat everybody better. Better than well. Fact, love them the way Christ would. You'd be surprised at how that last little ingredient takes the other three and can make them magical in your life. Study in every area of your life to show yourself approved unto God, that you're becoming the best you can be. As a workman, it takes hard work so that you're not ashamed when you stand before God. This is the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. Until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.